As Governor Mills builds out her climate agenda, it could get a boost from the deal-making around Central Maine Power's proposal to build a new transmission line through western Maine. Fred Bever reports.
Early in her inaugural address, Governor Mills outlined her climate change goals.
Our administration will embrace clean energy, change our modes of transportation, weatherize homes and businesses, and reach a goal of 50% of our electricity coming from Maine renewable resources.
And the state's largest utility, Central Maine Power, is ostensibly getting on board with that agenda. In a memorandum of agreement with two environmental groups, the Conservation Law Foundation and the Acadia Center, CMP explicitly agrees to support an array of carbon reduction efforts. They include the governor's goal of doubling Maine's use of renewable energy sources.
From our perspective, there is real value to rethinking the model of utilities, the business practice of utilities.
Sean Mahoney is director of the Conservation Law Foundation's chapter in Maine. He says his group's side agreement and an overall CMP deal, which Mills signed on to last week, could transform the way the utility approaches energy issues. CMP agreed to support some policies that utilities have shied away from in the past, such as encouraging development of local electricity supply sources that can reduce the need for expensive investments in poles and wires. Mahoney says CMP's signature commits it to a $2 million analysis of potential non-wires investments in Maine, such as large-scale solar arrays or grid-scale batteries.
Yes, we would like to think that CMP is going to change and be a more progressive utility. But we also are not so naive to think that that just happens overnight.
And some key players are far from convinced that it is going to happen.
I have real concerns about portions of this MOU.
Representative Seth Berry is a Bodenham Democrat who co-chairs the legislature's Energy Committee. He's a strong supporter of Governor Mills, but he's also a longtime foe of CMP.
The notion that we're going to put Central Maine Power in charge of proposals that compete with their own proposals is absurd. It's the fox guarding the hen house. So I am absolutely shocked that anyone would suggest that that's a good idea.
The Conservation Law Foundation's Mahoney says his group's agreement with CMP includes an annual reporting requirement that will help ensure accountability. And CMP spokesman John Carroll says the company, which is owned by the Spain-based energy giant Iberdrola, signed the agreement at least in part because it could be transformative.
Well, people have paid a lot of attention to some of the dollar amounts in there. We think the more important is what it represents as a sort of an emerging consensus with groups like CLF and then with the new administration to start in a new direction for Maine.
Whether CMP's proposed transmission project will be permitted by regulators in Maine and Massachusetts remains to be seen. And if permits are won, it's still possible the legislature could move to stall or even kill the project. That could be the true test of just how dedicated the company is to the governor's new energy agenda. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.